campus of Sterling College in Sterling, Kansas. This is Technology in the Classroom, January 31st, 2011, week one. Well, good evening, everyone. I know you're right now probably feel like you're suffering through frostbite and all, so what we're going to try to do for tonight is kind of get you understanding where we're going to find everything, kind of get you, make sure you're registered and you can access everything that we'll use throughout the semester, and then make sure you understand the homework and then kick you out of here. Okay, so I guarantee it won't be 9 o'clock. Hopefully, I'm shooting for 8:15, depending on how well we get through everything, okay? So we'll make it quick. For just to let you guys know, I won't normally walk around and carry this. I usually will set it down. But I will always record what we do in class, whether it's through the digital voice recorder, or I'll even sometimes have a video camera in the back of the room. Also, a lot of the time, I will record what I do on my laptop, because this week and next week we'll be in this room. But after that, we'll probably be over at the junior high science room, and the reason is we have the smart board, we have a sound system. That way you guys all can have your laptops, or if you have your own laptop, you can bring them. But the biggest advantage is I have more accessibility, more tools and stuff that we could do with, like the iPads. We'll spend one night where you guys are playing with the iPads. So a lot of time we'll do that. Plus, we will spend some time when you get an experience doing some of the tools, then we'll also have you Skype with some people. So you'll actually video conference with some people. Last semester, we video conferenced with Steve Katz in Korea, Laura in Arizona, Wesler Fryer was in Texas. In the past, we've Skyped with some people that were in Australia. So we will do a lot of those things where you guys get that experience. One thing that we've done in the past over at Lyons, the elementary teachers have Skyped with students in North Carolina, and they read books for Read Across America. Some of you might hear about that in some of the regular ed classes. The other thing that they've also done is they've done math games with a class. It was interesting. It was a sixth grade class for ours with a sixth grade class in Virginia. And this was about 3 weeks ago they did this. In that class, at the end of their math quiz back and forth with each other, they asked, how many students are in your school? Well, first of all, they asked how many grades are in your school to the Virginia group. And they said, oh, we're in a 4th through 6th grade building. And they said, oh, well, we're pre-K 6. They said, how many students are in the building? And the Virginia people said over 600 in a 3-grade building. 12 grades, or 12 classes per grade level. And, you know, they had more kids in that building than we have in the entire school district, sort of public schools. So, you know, our kids are like, ooh. All right. It's interesting for those kind of conversations. So that's the reason we'll talk about a lot of that stuff with you guys in those opportunities. So let's go ahead and kind of get started. The class, like I said, everything, and this is what drives me nuts. I hate hiding behind a computer. I'm used to having, be able to touch the board and do stuff. So you guys will have plenty of laughs at me sometimes when I come up and want to do this and nothing happens. But this is the class page. Now, this is where everything's going to be. So you'll know. You'll see, here's week one, week two, week three, week four. The entire agenda for each week is right there for you. So if you have to be gone for an event, if you have to be gone due to illness or something, or a family situation, you know, I always say, please tell me, let me know ahead of time. Because, like in your other classes, if you no-show and we don't, you know, you haven't told us ahead of time, then it's an unexcused absence. All right. But the one thing that, like I said, I do for you guys, that whether it's unexcused or whether you were gone, all of the stuff will be accessible through the website, so you can get back to what you missed. So I'm going to kind of guide you through this front page. This very first page is called a glossary. And what this is, just just about every one of you will either, you either have or you will have to make, you know, the big old poster boards, do the bulletin boards in your classroom type projects. This is an interactive bulletin board. You will use this as part of your final. When we're done tonight, you will know what your final is for the semester. We will not meet that night of the final, which is Monday, May 9th. You will submit it online. So we won't meet. So now you already basically know when it is, and then we won't have to meet for it. What this does, like I said, it's interactive. So you kind of, when you first look through it, you say, okay, I see the information and everything. But anytime you mouse over something and you see the circle, that means it's a link. It goes somewhere. For example, this one, when you click on it, when I, like your homework for tonight is pretty simple, and we'll talk about it, but you will always click on that, and this is where we go do blogs. Anybody familiar with blogs or can define a blog for me?
We did this one in another class.
Okay. What's a blog?
It's just when you can write about something and other people can read it and you can read other people's.
Okay. Basically, kind of like a journal. All right. This is one of the biggest trends right now in education, are blogs. The biggest reason is it improves writing. Because now, instead of you writing in your little black book and locking it, tucking underneath the comforter, and your brother and sister coming in, taking your key and opening and reading, everybody, it can be shared with everybody, and everybody else gets it. And if you think about that, and you know this is being seen globally, you're going to take a little more time in your writing and be a little more proficient with it. Well, this kid's blog, no offense to you guys, but I wanted you guys using sites that are actually being used in the classroom. So once you get out there and you're in a school district that promotes these things or really implements these, you're familiar with them. But what you're going to find is this is a very secure site. You didn't have to create the accounts. I've already created them for you. That way it's password secure. I can keep it to where no one sees it but us, or I can share the stuff out, and you guys can share the stuff out with the certain rights. So that kind of gives you an idea about that. So all I did to get that was click on the banner that said classroom, and that's going to be one of the sites we go through tonight quickly. I'm not going to click on all of them, but this one would take you back to the school site. This one goes to my personal blog. This will take you to Gloucester. This one right here, here's going to be another good one that we use. This takes you to the Google Apps. Now, I've tried to schedule different training or meetings with the rest of the professors in the education department, and each time it rolls up, it gets canceled. But this is one of the things that I was supposed to take them and train them with, was on the Google Docs. Now, one term that you're going to hear from me and maybe other people we Skype with, and once you get into the classroom, you're going to hear the term GAE, or Google Apps for Education. All right? Later this semester, we'll talk about Twitter and some social networking, and you guys will actually get into doing some of that stuff. But you may see a lot of the GAE come across a lot of the tweets, and that's what that is. That's Google Apps in Education. Basically, it's Microsoft Word, it's Spreadsheet, it's PowerPoint, it's Draw, and you could do Google Forms, surveys, self-grading quizzes on those, and it's all in what they call the cloud. In other words, we don't have it on a local computer, we don't have it on a local server like when you log into Novell. It's not housed there, it's housed, you know, California, wherever their servers are. So that kind of gives you an idea that, again, to reinforce the fact that you won't have to worry about notebooks in here, turning in paper assignments to me. Everything could be submitted online or posted to certain things. We're all electronic, and you're going to see that more and more schools are going green as a paperless environment. One person that I'm in hopes that I can get to Skype with us is a gentleman back east that he's one of the big guys that started this whole momentum of going paperless in schools and all. And hopefully he can talk with you guys and kind of give you some insight and all. That way you don't have to listen to me all the time. Now, this right here, the globe, we'll see if it comes up, Edmodo. When we have assignments where I have you read a blog, because the nice thing is, I hate textbooks. One semester in here, we had textbooks because the college kind of said, well, you need to have a textbook. Well, anymore, I got them convinced I don't need textbooks. So you guys don't have to worry about a textbook for class, none of those $75 books that sit on the shelf and collect dust for you, okay? When we would read some scholarly materials or blog posts, I'll have it all electronic format for you, and that's what we call like an EPUB or an e-book. And that's kind of a new trend that's coming along. But anyway, Edmodo, what, just by looking at that and the color scheme, what's that look like? Facebook. And that's exactly what it is, with the exception of it's not so much public as it is designed by five directors of technology in the Chicago, Illinois area, have designed this specifically for education. Yes, it promotes social networking, but it builds towards letting the kids understand digital citizenship, you know, internet safety. What do you put on your face, you know, out there on the web for people to find? What do you not do? Because here's your story. 2 years ago, a student from Bethany graduates an education major, goes to Nebraska, gets a job in Nebraska. Well, some of the kids were out on Facebook, start hunting for him. They come up and found information about him back to his college days. Some of the pictures of him out partying. He was dismissed from his job at semester. He taught the first semester and then was dismissed. So we'll talk some new stuff in class with you guys, throw some scenarios out and let you guys discuss them amongst yourselves. But the biggest point is, we're talking about, it's going to be your digital footprint. What do you put out there? More and more schools, more and more school administrators, and to be honest with you, it could be in the business world and it could be banks, but they're actually searching for you on the web. When it comes time to apply for a grant or apply for an application or a loan, they'll probably go dig you up on there too and see if, you know, what does your footprint show. So those are things that, you know, we'll talk about on the social side of things that you guys need to be thinking about now. And that's the reason a lot of these projects we do, and the reason I want to do everything on the web, is so you can start building a positive digital footprint, or a footprint that's out there if you don't have one. That way, when you start going to these places, you can say, okay, here's my resume, I just mailed it to you. But on your resume, you could even give them your portfolios, your e-portfolios, showing things that you've done, things that you've created, some of your own philosophy that you may not put on your resume, but it's there. So that's the reason a lot of these projects are kind of geared that way. So anyway, we will use that Edmodo for class discussions online. Some other stuff that's going to be up for you guys to choose, and we'll explain that as part of your homework, would be, let's see if it's going to play now. Played earlier. And no, it's not. Let's see if this one's going to go. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the world of technology, right? Anyway, what I was going to show you there was, this is just like a 1 minute little video where we took still images, created a digital story. You guys will have an option when you guys start choosing some of the stuff that you want, because I'm not like all the other professors. One of your homework assignments is there's 6 questions. One of them, you get to choose also what I provide you guys this semester. So technically, as you saw on that earlier, week 1, week 2, all the agenda, I haven't decided on it yet because you guys get your chance to put input on what you want to know about. Plus, it also gives me an idea of maybe areas that you already know about, maybe areas you don't know about. So that way, and this is the one thing, because I'm a national trainer for levels of teaching innovation, LODI. I've been working with the Oklahoma State Department of Education and 12 school districts in the state of Oklahoma since last June on working with teachers on integrating. And that's the biggest thing we try to get teachers to understand is listen to your kids, have those conversations, get their input on how they want to do it. Get them engaged. Because you're going to hear it, if you already have not heard it, is that the kids power down or they turn off when they come to school. In other words, you come in there and do, you put up with professors like I'm doing right now that just sit there and lecture all day, and you could walk in, really put that in your seat and walk out, and then in class come back and get it, and you got everything that was said, right? Well, tonight I'm going that way, and there'll be some nights here and there I do a little more of it, but a lot of the nights as we get going, I kind of become more of a facilitator. I get things started, and then you guys get into it and start doing your thing. So that's kind of where we go with stuff. But that's what I want you guys need to think about. Anyway, video editing and creating stories or creating movies, video stuff you could do. This one over here, when it's an audio recording, a podcast. So those are some things that we'll talk about. Other things that we may not cover, just depending on what you guys choose to come up with and some things that I have to cover. Every one of these links will take you out to a video. It's called In Plain English. In other words, what's real cool is they've taken drawings and they'll explain it to you in plain language, plain English, layman terms. So if there's some things, if you hear me talk about RSS feeds, most of you, does anyone know what I mean by RSS feed? Okay. Do you want to hear it in my terms or Oprah's terms?
Oprah.
Okay. Oprah's means I'm ready to share. Okay? I'm ready to share. And to be honest with you, that's the way I kind of took it after I heard Oprah say it. But what I'm saying is, if I have something I'm ready to share with everyone, okay, when I post it to the blog site, it sends a message out to everybody that's subscribed to it. Hey, here's their new thing. And there it is. An RSS feed or a reader, like Google Reader, basically any blogs or podcasts or stuff that you like, you're going to see, typically, if I had an orange marker, I would do this for you. But a lot of the time, you're going to see a little square button with this icon, which looks kind of like sound waves, and they get bigger as they go. That orange icon means it's an RSS feed. You could click on it, subscribe it, and then anytime something new comes in, you get it. And it's nice that way. Unless you're like mine, you're subscribed to about 30 different things, and within 3 days, you got 500 things to read, so you just say, mark all as read. So it does you no good. But that kind of thing, we won't spend a lot, won't really talk about in class, but I put those other resources there for you. One thing that we will do is when we do a lot of the projects, we have a YouTube channel for this class, and we'll post them there. And it's kind of neat for the simple fact that, you know, some schools you're going to go to, YouTube is completely blocked. Some schools, like here in Sterling, teachers can get it, students can't. You go down to Andover School District, students and teachers both can get to it. It comes back to that school district philosophy. You know, more and more as the years go while I'm here at the public schools, more and more trends change, you know, and they're opening up more and more things. Not because of me, but just the cycle of things. So anyway, this would be a shortcut out to that YouTube channel if you guys want to go out and look. Like, for example, everybody would put, when you guys create your digital footprint video, it's a 30-second video, and we'll show you how to do it. It's pretty simple. It'll take you like 3 minutes to do that project. We've got every one of them on the YouTube channel. If you want to go out and look at some of the green screen projects from last semester, go for it. They're out there. When I say green screen, do you guys understand what I'm saying? I know a few of you. The weatherman. He's not standing in front of those maps. He's in front of a green screen. It's a computer projecting that. So we will, that's one of your options, you know, that you can do in video editing. A lot of the people, a cool activity to give you an idea of a green screen. We have any science teachers in here this semester? None. What about health? You know, PE/health. A few of you. Okay, here's your scenario. This gentleman was a junior high science and health teacher. And for this is a screen, a pretty cool idea of green screen. I never thought of it because I'm used to always thinking, okay, mount the green screen on the wall, do your stuff, add your video, your still images, whatever you want. He takes the green screen and wraps it around his chest, then puts a shirt on. They get the little flip camera out, start filming him. They start talking. He starts unbuttoning his shirt, and they're going, okay, where's this dude going with this? Well, he starts talking, then he starts pointing like this. He's talking about the heart and different parts of the heart. So he's pointing at his shirt that's open with the green screen right here. Then he goes back and takes actual video clips of a heart from like DE streaming, puts it in the movie. Now here he is talking with a heartbeat. There's other times, there's one gentleman that I know, Hall Davidson, he's a big film producer, been on kind of kinds of stuff, but he works with Discovery Education. He'll do one where he'll stand in front of the green screen and he'll talk. The one he always does is comical as a spider. But, you know, he'll be talking about spiders, the parts of the spider, all that. And, you know, the spider's actually behind him and all, but it looks like he's standing in front of the spider, you know, and he's talking about it. So those are some creative things, you know, to think about it, because you got to write the script, you got to storyboard, all that stuff. So you got critical thinking, problem solving, you got to research your the material that you're going to explain in your video, but yet you get a little fun because instead of just sitting there writing a 7-page paper to turn in, all right, that you try to get down at midnight before 3 a.m., I know how it goes. But these are the things that are enjoyable activities, but yet they're educational because they got to think of all these other things to do. So it's not so much the technology, but it's still back into your curriculum. So those are some of those things that we'll provide you options on. So let me go ahead and get started. We're going to jump to week one. And if I plan on getting you guys out of here in about 45 minutes, I'm not going to touch on all the stuff here at this first piece of the agenda, but what I do want to point out is the class calendar, all right, and what I mean by that is when you click on that, I have an entire calendar here, so once we get everything ironed out, you will know what's coming up in the future weeks. Because this calendar is available and it's just right here on the class calendar. So that way, reminders of class assignments will be posted on those. If we have a guest speaker coming in or somebody Skyping in, I'll put that information up. You know, class cancellations, spring break type stuff. So all of that's going to be on the calendar available for you. Is there any of you use on your smartphones? Use the old calendars to sync or anything? Probably not. We always got hit up over here at Sterling about, hey, can you get the district calendar on my smartphone? Usually that's parents asking, not the kids. Kids just want to be on the internet. But anyway, you can see that we have all the sessions posted here for you and everything, so those will always be there for you. Next thing, course syllabus. This is also available in the JCS, LMS side of things, but I put everything here for you. I'm not going to spend time over it. You guys are all capable of going through and reading it. But again, like I kind of touched on earlier about being in class and all, those are the key things, is if you're going to be gone, let me know ahead of time. Otherwise, they're unexcused absences. The grading scale goes right along with the rest of the education classes, so there will be no difference there. Same with the academy for academic integrity. So, grading scales here. Here's the other thing I want to point out, and then we will jump back to week one. The TNC media page. Once it comes up, this is where I keep tutorial videos. So if there's stuff that we do in class, and you go, okay, now how did we do that Monday, and this being on a Saturday or a Sunday night right before everything's due, and you can't remember how to use that website or do something, this page will have those tutorial videos. What you see here, this Ustream, this is an actual recording of the last class we had last semester, and this is where I capture my computer desktop when I'm broadcasting it. So anytime that you see the video cameras up, or I tell you ahead of time we're using the video camera, or I tell you that I'm going to stream my laptop, it will always be recorded right here for you. Down below are going to be, this is where anytime we have the audio recordings like I'm doing for tonight with the digital voice recorder here, it's always going to be available right here for you. And then if you scroll further down are different tutorial videos on how to do different things. So those things will be there. That way you guys know now where to find what we did in class, you know, the reminder due dates, when things are due, and then, of course, on the TNC media page, how did I do that? How are we supposed to go and do that site again? Those tutorial videos are there for you. So any questions so far over anything? Okay. So let's go ahead. Okay. Each week, you're going to see three things. An essential question, a unit question, and a content question. These questions are going to be used to kind of help focus what we're doing for that week or for multiple weeks. And basically, anytime you hear me talk about an EQ, an essential question is open-ended. It's a very broad question. Think of an umbrella. And what we're talking about an umbrella here, not that it would do you any good with snow, but your essential question is open-ended. It's very broad. A unit question are going to be like the colors or the different variety of colors that are on our umbrella. And your content question is very focused, very specific purpose. Like the students can add, the students can count by twos to ten, content type questions would be there. So hopefully that kind of gives you an idea. I'm not the best artist. If we can get Kevin Honeycutt in this semester, we'll let him draw for you guys. But I mention that name, I get some smiles on faces. People know who I'm talking about. So here's what we're going to do for tonight, kind of get things going. Two questions I want you to think about, and then I'm going to play this 1 minute video. Because a lot of the time, not all the time, but there's going to be a lot of times I'll open the start the week out or that session out with video for us to kind of get discussion started that builds into what we're doing. So, first question is, what has your educational experience been like to this point? And then two, I want you to think about what's the message from this video.
System steeped in tradition and old ideas. Rangers. It's your turn.
Okay. Again, here's your two questions, and I want you to turn to your neighbor or somebody right behind you and talk about these two questions. One, what is your educational experience has been like to this point? Now think about high school, college, you know, observations, if you've been out there doing some. And what was the theme of that video segment? So go ahead and turn to your neighbor and get started. Any groups want to volunteer some positives about your experiences in education to this point?
Go ahead. Does it mean in regards to like technology or just in general?
In general, education in general. Because not everybody got one-to-one like you.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
Go ahead.
When I was in school, our cases were always in a textbook. Like, that's all the teachers ever did, was teach out of the textbook. They never used any kind of technology. And I don't know if it was just because we were poor, but...
When you guys, next week, we're going to put you in a situation where you're in groups, and we're going to give you a matrix, a rubric, like what I use with the teachers I do loading with, because it's going to be the loading rubric, and you're going to evaluate classrooms. There's going to be some classrooms that score extremely well that use this amount of technology. So, what are some other negatives? Did you ever have some teachers that didn't, it was their way and you couldn't even talk to them? Because they felt that you challenged them? Did you ever have a teacher tell you, shut up, put your head down?
Or like the discouraging, just read it slower, you're not understanding it. Kind of thing.
My senior year high school, a senior government teacher I had, I think it was the first time he'd ever taught government. I was in Oklahoma, and he was talking about something in the government, and he was trying to say, well, Bob Dole's this. Oh, he said he was in the House of Representatives. And I raised my hand, of course, being from Kansas. I said, no, he's a senator. No, he's not. Shut up, put your head down. I want to hear from you the rest of the semester. So hopefully you haven't had those kind of experiences.
Kind of with the electronic typewriter, some stuff is kind of old-fashioned, like it's been in the past. Like one teacher I've been through, she did the same thing every year for so many years. She didn't change anything.
Kinda has the notes from day one in a three-ring binder and a plastic sleeve. Yes, ma'am.
I had particularly one teacher that I felt like didn't really know what she was talking about sometimes. Like, it was in a math class, and I'm one of those people who likes to know why things work a certain way, and I remember one time I asked her why, and she was like, you don't need to know why, you just need to know that that's the way it is, and that would be.
This computer's like, I hit the three key four times and it goes six spaces. Okay, so a little knowledge. Okay, so there's a good list. Well, you know, you guys are going to find out first thing from me. A lot of times you may ask questions and say, you know what, I don't know. Let me find out for you.
You'll also hear the term, Google it, you know?
Have you ever seen the site, let me Google that for you?
It's kind of comical because if somebody asks you, hey, could you Google that for me? Go to, legitimately, the address is, let me Google that for you. You Google it, it records it, send them the link.
And there it is, all four of them. And it's kind of funny the way it goes about it. But it was designed to be like a joke. All right. Kind of like, let me Google that for you. You know, here, you go do it now. Yeah, type stuff. But
please understand that when we do these projects and I give you rubrics, typically, if you've done the project, you're not going to score bad on it, okay? Because obviously, I'll give you the rubric ahead of time. Not afterwards, but ahead of time.
And what I'm doing there is, I know you're not going to know the answers to these projects. You're not necessarily going to have a clear picture of how you might be able to use it in your class, if even be able to use it. But the whole thing is to give you that experience or that opportunity to try something. Try something new. Not be old-fashioned and it's all delivered that way. And trust me, you guys can sit and laugh and say, hey, yeah, you misspelled something. So I'll be the first one to tell you that if it doesn't come up in red, it doesn't mean that I didn't do something wrong in spelling. So, all right. Now, one thing that we just did was kind of what I want to hopefully get from you guys all semester is I don't want to be the one talking all the time. I want to throw some stuff out there and get you guys to contribute. And I know tonight's cold. We're wanting to get out of here in less than 30 minutes and from now. But
30 minutes from 7 o'clock. But basically, I want you guys, the nights go faster when you guys contribute and participate in discussions. And I know that you're going to be back there on Facebook through IM, underneath the table with the phones, texting. The biggest thing is the one rule I always have is conduct yourself in this class as you want the students to conduct in your classroom. And I leave it at that. So, I know people multitask. Tasks. I can be at my computer in my office. Somebody's talking to me while I'm doing some other stuff too. So that's the reason I don't say you can't be doing this, can't be doing that in class. So anyway, let's do the first thing. If you're on this page, here's what I want you to do is go to Edmodo. So just click on that link and it'll open up for you. We're going to get you registered. You guys are going to log in as students. So when you create your account, use student, and I'll jump out there with you. So you're going to go create an account and say, I'm a student. Now, group code is right there on the board for you. AYX932. The rest of this information, you can choose whatever you want. But this is the code that you want to use.
I just went straight down the
stairs. I wish, do you still have a copy of the video that you and Dwyer made for that play?
Yep. It's on his YouTube account.
When I saw that you were set up for class, that was the first thing that popped my head was your guys' video. You
should see our Scarlet Letter video.
Is that the one that you guys did in, as the towards the book, in regards to the book and offering this class?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Instead of
I hadn't seen it, but I think Kelly talked about it.
Yeah. The receipts bounce.
Once you get your account created, go ahead and I'll let you guys get in. Hopefully, once it creates, it'll put you in.
We have some
real
funny spaces.
Some of you got in, some of you, are most of you having the issue on the first name?
Yeah.
Maybe what you just do is put your first name and maybe middle initial at the end of it. Because this database, understand that the user account or the users on this database is international. Anybody in the planet Earth could be have an account on here, kind of like Facebook, obviously. Okay. How do you like your social network? Do you like that little network?
Yeah, I love it.
Like, especially battery life.
I don't really like that.
Is it battery life?
It's only like 2 hours. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Those Acers always came out. When they came out, they always talked about 6-hour battery life.
That's a lie.
know the how this thing operates. It's basically, as let's see, what the, one of the seniors at the high school over here said, because all the seniors are using this in Mr. Richter's senior class with senior projects, is they call it a Facebook ripoff. Well, yeah, it's that's what it was supposed to be like. It's Facebook, but it's a secure educational side to social networking. When we, as we get to go, there may be times when you have discussions. I'll pop a poll question in on you, and you could answer the question there. We may, there be times when you just post your assignment into here, and it's turned in, voila. And then notes and all. But anyway, you guys, are, most of you are familiar with Facebook, so I'm not going to really worry about talking about that. But is everybody in? Except for ones that can get the laptop to stay running. I can show you how to. And you can get it. It's nothing pressing. Real pressing. Okay. Let's go to the next thing. I'm going to go ahead and close that out. Okay, the next one is going to be the Google Apps registration. Every one of you should have received an email from me either yesterday evening, or there was four of you that should have got an email from me today as an invite to the Google Apps. Now, some of you may already have an account set up. Now, Vance, yours is probably just on your general one. Did you get an email invite from me? Yeah, okay, okay. What I want you guys to do is go back to that email invite for the Google Apps, and let's get that done. You should have, did it come through, those of you that did get one, did it come through with my email address, did it come from Google?
It was some random.
Looked pretty random.
Yeah.
For what?
It's kind of like, what is this? Yeah. What's this junk mail getting through the filter for? Oh, well, the wiki spaces would be the next thing we do. We're going to get into that.
I didn't get that.
Okay. Okay, what your username is going to be on here, and this will be the basically the same to everybody. Your username is everything on your email address up to the @Sterling. So whatever this piece is your username. Does that make sense? Okay, the password, I just created a generic password for everybody to get started, is going to be capital T and then teachers. Yeah, this is for the Google thing, and you could always go back and change the password to whatever you want. I just set it up so we can get everybody in. No, no, no. This is a typical security thing. Go ahead. Okay, hold on a second. You got to, this is a good point. Okay, how many of you have got the little screen that came up and said warning, and it gives you the green message, green icon that says check here to close this web page, or the red one that says continue this? Click on the continue. It's okay. That's just a security thing that IE always does.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. You're not the first to ask about it. You won't be the last. Well, that's what I'm just saying. Is you can go to what we were just talking about. Go ahead. On the Wiki Spaces one? On that, yeah, you would accept it. Or otherwise, what you can do is just go to that site and log in.
What's our username?
Right over there, we're underneath UN. It's whatever's in front of the @sterling.edu.
And what was the password?
Teachers with a capital T.
It's for your
email.
Like Kitcher.
Oh, got it.
For those, and remember, all of the links to these sites that we're using are all off the front, and this little graduate is your Google, is how you get to the Google Docs, is the little graduate. So when you click here, I'm going to close that. So when you click here, there it is. It's automatically there for you. And the reason I said I put the @sterling.edu up there is we already provide it for you. You don't have to type in your full email address.
Oh, I just saw that.
You should just be able to go in and just, like we just said, use the first part of your email address with that being the teacher's password on the Google Docs site that she gets you.
Is everybody able to get in? Like I said, I just want to make sure you guys get in tonight and we'll get going from here. Anybody have any questions on not getting in? Okay. Item number two down.
It's all in your hands, set up.
That makes sure you can log in. It's already set up. Yeah. Yes. It's that up there. The teachers.
With the capital T?
Yes. For the Google Docs, yes. Okay. Third one. Is this one right here, the TNC blogger site. Now, username, as I said here, and this will always be up for you guys to remember, but first name and last name will be your username, okay? And all I did was, however they gave it to me on your Reddit class registration, that's what I used, okay? And teachers, again, is the password. I try to just use the same password for all you guys so you don't have to try to remember 400 passwords.
Okay, but
does it be the same password? That's the same password we use for the YouTube channel. So, what I want you guys to go ahead and try to do, you'll see the blog directory, your names are already over there on the right hand side. Click on this login and go ahead and try to log in and make sure your account works so we can make sure it works for tonight because you do have that homework assignment that we will want to make sure that you can get into on this. So we don't want you leaving tonight without knowing that you can get in. And again, it's the same password, teachers.
Mine's not working.
Did everybody get in?
Yeah.
Using your name on the drop-down option and then that password? Okay. Again, I just went and set those up to simplify the whole process for you. The whole,
what is if once you do get into a classroom and you were to use blogging and use this site, you could create the accounts and then it's all set up and then you don't have to spend, like, it took you guys maybe 5 minutes to get to it, less than 5 minutes. And after that, you're good to go. The other reason I like this is it's a very simple thing to use and all. The names are all there, so if you want to read your classmates' blogs and respond to them, because there will be times that I say, okay, go read a classmate's blog or two classmates' blogs and leave a comment. You know, just a little collaboration type thing going. So, let's go to eliminate that one. Okay, here's the last thing, and then we'll explain homework and get you guys out of here so we're on track. We're on track. Is to, on this wiki page, you guys have received an email from the wiki spaces. You want to use it to finalize everything so you can join this specific wiki, okay? So if you can get to your college email and bring that email up, let's do that process right now and make sure that you're in. Now, some of you may have already had a wiki account or something. Some of you may not. So let's go ahead and get that checked. So that way, when you're creating your account and it gives you an option to create your own wiki, don't worry about it. You can take that check mark off if it asks you to create your own wiki. You don't need to do that. If you want to go back on your own and play around with it, you can.
Is that where we're supposed to get into the
camera? I think so. Mine was in an email. Yeah. Mine was in an email.
Am I supposed to use teachers and these tattoos?
I didn't.
When I pass it through the wiki, you just need to.
Whatever you want to use it for. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, go ahead and just create whatever you want for password. And then.
Oh, okay. I gotta type it in again. And then I go here.
Yeah, and that way you could always have.
So.
Don't worry about it then. Just leave it blank.
Okay.
And then, let's see, scroll down. Let's just see if there's anything else. Sometimes I'll hide stuff. No. So let's go ahead. Oh, okay. No, you got to go to make a new account. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I should have paid attention and said sign in rather than say create.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Okay, for your homework, if they do not get cranky with YouTube like they did last semester with you guys, all you're going to need to do for your homework is you are going to watch this video. This one was developed by Kevin Honeycutt. And then watch this video, Vision of K-12 Students Today. And what I've done here for you is I've just given you some questions to kind of think about as you watch the two videos, but you're going to compare and contrast them. How are they similar? How are they different? Basically, okay? What was the message of these two videos, and how do you plan to engage your own students? So I want you to think, how are you going to get your students engaged? Now, trust me, it does not, you don't, just because it's technology in the classroom does not mean, say, oh, I'm going to use this, I'm going to do that. and it'll all be technology-based, okay? Because you're going to find next week, I want to know what higher-order type questions are you asking them? Is everybody familiar with Bloom's taxonomy? Everything next week is going to be based on Bloom's. Higher-order thinking, creativity, engagement, that stuff. So keep in mind when you're writing this and as we go, I'm not always going to say, you know, this. You have to use technology for this, you have to use technology for that. That's not necessarily true. Sometimes you may use, like I said, very little, but you have a very high-end activity, lesson, unit, whichever it would be. So, anyway, watch the two videos that I've been embedded for you. You're going to go ahead and do a blog post reflection. You're going to just do a reflection, and you're going to do it on your kids' blog site. And I've given you the link right here. All right? Now, I've also, when I do this, I will always, on the homework site, also tell you on here when it's due. So it's always going to be posted on the bottom of that week's wiki page. And it's always going to be on the calendar for you. And then the last thing, it'll take you 5 minutes to do this last piece. You could do it before you leave tonight if you want to stay. That's your choice. If you want to go back and hide in your dorm where it's warm, that's fine. But this I use, this will be one of the things that you guys will get a chance to do possibly, is create your own survey, your own form. And if this is one of the things selected, we will also take you through the process on how you can create a self-grading quiz. But anyway, I want you to go ahead and just do this survey because, like I said, this piece right here will help decide some of the stuff that we do this semester. You guys get your input in on it. Any questions on homework? Any questions? What site are you going to use to post your homework on? Okay, the kids' blog. The link's off of that. Off of this page, you can get to it off of the Gloxer Interactive poster board, bulletin board, I should say. Yeah, I used to say bulletin board.
Is there going to be like one blog that we all blog under?
No, you're going to, this way, like you know, I said earlier about creating your digital footprint, by keeping all of your blogs underneath your name, you're starting to build that e-portfolio. Here's, you know, my thoughts, you know, how I interpret things and that type of stuff.
Okay.
Good question, though. That'll be more like when we use the Edmodo for discussions, we'll all put it all underneath there and discuss. Yeah. Any other questions?
What if we don't know enough to know what we'd be interested in?
Well, then just choose some that sound good.
Okay.
You won't, trust me, we're working on a survey for our staff for February professional development, mm-hmm. and the teachers, we surveyed saying, what do you want to learn? And we developed that whole day's training session off of their interests.
Yeah.
And I had one teacher say, well, I'm not real familiar with any of this, so anything's good. And I was like, it didn't help us eliminate, you know, from 20 items down to 15 items, or down to 5 items, I should say. So, just choose what sounds interesting to you. Any other questions? All right, folks, be careful. Have a good evening. Stay warm. Contact me through that Edmodo if you've got questions, and we'll go from there. Have a good week.